Also, he left me with ability to understand by revelation knowledge and insight into the realm that my eyes, these eyes, cannot see. But I see by the eye of faith, I see into that realm. It's not something vague, void, far, in a distance, but it's very clear, precise, and it's understandable that I operate, I understand it, and I act on it in faith, on the word. Amen? Yeah. All right. So he said, the whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, this problem, this disease, or this trouble, or whatever that mountain may be. Notice the condition. And shall not do what? Doubt in his heart. Notice he never said anything about the head, but the heart. Why? Because that's what faith is. That's where power come from. That's where God live. That's where love has been poured out. And that's where victory lies, in the heart. And is released through words that coming from the heart. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I thank you for those two stout amen. Amen. But notice, now listen to me real good. Notice here in this verse, because I got to move on. Notice in this verse, when believers can get this revelation, this truth in their hearts, and evidently it was very important, and I want to point it out, it was very important because Jesus knew that his children, the body, the believer, will have more problem with the saying they did with the believing. It's not hard to believe, but where the problem comes, people holding fast to their saying. So he put in this verse, three times more saying than believing. Notice that whosoever shall say, that's one, unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. That's one believing. But shall believe that those things which he saith, two, shall have whatsoever he saith, three. Why? Because people, just leading people in a confession of saying money coming. Many of them keep their lips closed. Many just leading the people in confession saying Jesus is Lord. Many keep their mouth closed. Because we have not yet got the revelation of how important it is to say and speak to things. And when we do speak, we normally speak in favor of our enemy and say things that is against us. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Some of us, you know, we get to talking and you're kind of in a hurry to go to the next place. I'm just dying to go. But notice what Jesus said. You know, we laugh at it, but notice what he said. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever will get this revelation. He said, why you keep going over that verse? Because I know you hadn't got it. Why you keep cooking eggs? They working. You still eating them. Once we get the revelation, how important it is to say, and just stay with me now, how important it is to say what you believe, and then how important to get the right thing in your heart to believe. Because most people say what they believe, and you have what you say. I just never have nothing, you know. And they, you see them, they walk around and never have nothing. You know, I just can't keep no money in my pocket. Every time you see them, they broke. Can you loan me? Really, they say, can you give it to me? What are you saying? I am saying God had given us a principle. God had brought to us a word. And the Holy Spirit wants you and I to get a revelation in our hearts that you can have what you say. Say this with me. I can have, what I say. So I'm going to watch what I say. Before I say what I say, I'm going to wait and see, do I want what I say? So what you're saying, what you said yesterday, do you want that to come to pass?
No.
If you said the right thing, I sure want it to come to pass. Let's move on. Now notice, he said, you can interchange them, or you could tie them in like this. Because in one verse, he said, say. And the next verse, he said, pray. But you know what is there and real obvious? Whether you say or pray, you still got to say. Think about it. You know, somebody said, well, you hear people say, we're just going to do a silent prayer. I wish somebody explained to me how you do it. How you do a silent prayer? Think about that. You see how the devil has hoodwinked the church and we all off in that stuff. You can't do no silent prayers. You're going to pray, you got to say.
Come on.
I'm going to talk to you, but I'm going to talk to you silent, Terrell. What did he say? I didn't hear that. I don't know. So he said in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, be quiet, do your silent prayer, and God will have to try to figure out what you want. Now, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever what? You desire, when you pray, you got to say what you desire. Hello? Watch it. What things have you desire when you pray? Do what? Once you say what you believe, once you say what you desire, you believe at that moment you receive what you just asked for. And he said what? And you shall have them. You shall have them. He didn't say you might. He said you shall. You shall. Matthew Gospel again, looking with me, Matthew Gospel chapter 21, verse 21. Let's look at that verse. those verses, 21, 22. I got to, well,